The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Dereliction continues to be a major problem in many towns and villages. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien established a fund to help local authorities acquire 2,500 properties through compulsory purchase orders, or CPO. So how big a role can CPOs play in tackling the scourge of dereliction? We're joined by city planner Kieran Rose and by Tom Gilligan, Director of Services for Housing with Mayo County Council and founder of vacanthomes.ie. Good morning and welcome to you both. Tom, first of all, tell us about Mayo and how many vacant houses have you identified?
Well, in relation to the whole aspect of vacancy and dereliction, it's a huge problem here in Mayo Pass. I mean, if you look at the current census of 2022, where you're talking about 9,166 vacant properties identified in Mayo. Now, in fairness, that is a reduction of 13.5%. on the previous 2016 census, and it showed highlighted Mayo so in a positive light, because that was still 50% greater than the 9% reduction on vacancy between 2016 and 2022. But it is a huge problem here in Mayo, particularly in some of our larger towns and villages, where dereliction and vacancy is prevalent very much on the main streets.
So have you got a register now of all those derelict properties? Do you have difficulty in finding out who owns them? And have you an appetite for CPOs?
Well, we do have the vacanthomes.ie website, Pat, which is Mayo County Council is leading out on behalf of the local government sector. And throughout the country, we would have in excess of 7,000 properties in relation on that site. But we do have, in relation to our own, you know, we do keep our own derelict sites as well. And in Mayo, there are currently 289 derelict sites on the derelict sites register. Now, that is a significant increase from 2019, where there are only 40. But also as well, since 2019, a further 197 sites have been removed from the register as works and repairs were satisfactorily done. Now, evaluations of a further 51 properties are on the register since the start of 2022 and are being undertaken, I suppose, for levy purposes and the necessary works, because the necessary works and repairs have not been carried out.
But in summary, do you see it as a potential solution to the housing problem, or part of a solution, a significant solution to the problem? You know, that there are houses there, perhaps the owners can't afford to do them up and put them into either the rental or sales market, or perhaps the owners are unknown.
That's true, Pat. No, I do see the CPO process as being a very important weapon in our armoury. But also to remember as well, the CPO process is a result of a breakdown in agreement and in a breakdown in negotiations with the property owner, and it is utilised on that basis where an agreement or negotiation has been proved to be unsuccessful. But it is a very important part of our in relation to bringing properties back into use. And, you know, just currently at the moment, we have advertised in relation to three properties in Ballinrobe in intention to acquire under CPO, and a further property in Castlebar. But we are looking at this in relation to a very, very important aspect going forward. And I just want to say as well, from a sector point of view, I mean, the housing agency have done a lot of work around this at the moment. I know the Department of Housing as well in relation to the vacant homes unit there are doing an awful lot of work around CPOs. So CPOs will certainly be very important going forward. Mm.
All right. So I want to go to City Planner Kieran Rose. Kieran, the use of CPOs, I mean, we often hear about them in the context of building roadways, motorways, going through farmland. We don't hear them as much in the urban context.
That's true. And I think there's a cultural issue here, you know, that the local authorities and the state, you know, the Department of Housing and Planning are reluctant to engage with the issue of vacant land, vacant sites, derelict buildings. And far too much leeway is given to property owners by local authorities. and by the state at a national level. Although, I mean, it's really interesting to hear of the number of derelict properties on the register of derelict sites in Mayo, which is, I mean, that's great news, that that's really using the legislation properly. But you can look online for a number of derelict sites on the register in Dublin City Council, and it was about 50. We all know that.
Yeah,
that is
which it seems to, yeah, it seems to be a ridiculously low number. They need to change the laws, the planning laws or other laws, so that someone cannot leave a premises in dereliction, you know, allowing it to be vandalized, abused for more than, a couple of weeks at a time? Would that change things? Because a lot of people, you know, who are trying to assemble a site will buy a shop and then buy another one, while three others are still trading, but life becomes very difficult for the three others who are trading because footfall is down, you know, the condition of their neighbors is awful, and it's like a cancer growing through a street.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a form of antisocial behaviour, basically, to leave a building derelict. And like, you're living 10, 5 kilometres away, so it doesn't bother you. But it certainly bothers the people, as you say, who are trying to carry on a business in the area or who are living nearby. Sometimes, you know, the excuse is given is that the CPO legislation is too complicated and, you know, costly and all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't, you know, stand up, because when the local authority wants to do something, wants to get a number of sites or whatever, they just bang ahead with the CPO, which they did, you know, and destroyed a lot of Dublin City in the 1970s with their road construction plans. You know, they put through thousands of CPOs throughout the city, you know, along Cork Street, Clambassa Street and so on. And so the CPO process can be used when there's a will. And I think there isn't a will. And the latest example was the vacant sites levy, where some local authorities just didn't put a single vacant site on the register, which they were required to do under the law.
Why do you think that is, Kieran? I mean, is it local politics? You know, don't want to offend the local bigwig who's got a site that he promises to develop at some future point?
I think so. I think there's a culture just of not interfering, you know, with what's called property rights. And there's far too much kind of tolerance given, you know, any excuse that a person gives is accepted. And in the end, that legislation, which was brought in 2015, was never basically implemented, not implemented by the Department of Housing and Planning, even though they said it was one of their key housing delivery tools. They didn't follow up on those local authorities who weren't implementing the vacant sites levy. And as you know, when the department, when it wants something done, it instructs local authorities, like in terms of planning policy, they're not slow in telling a city council, you know, that this is the planning policy on apartments that you must have.
Here's a very interesting text from Stephen. He says, rewrite them on disused houses. I'm a meter reader for the ESB. I've never been able to understand why nobody asks us where the vacant homes are. We have better information than the ESB, as a lot of meters are still running, but feeding, for example, an electric fence. But the house is actually vacant, says Stephen. So the information is there. It's trying to gather it in a meaningful way.
There has to be a will and leadership, you know, from the top, and they have to allocate staff resources and be kind of innovative and creative about the problem of dereliction and vacancy, because it's not inevitable. We can solve this problem. Other cities in Europe don't have the dereliction and vacancy that we do. So, like, we're not unique.
Therefore, we should not try to reinvent the wheel. Find out what they're doing and copy them. I've no shame about doing something well that other people have done first. This text, CPO on individual properties just does not scale. It's a complicated legal process intended for larger scale sites. Also, you have to know who the property owner is. And of course, if the property is not registered, there are probably legal implications there, which would allow the councils to, you know, CPO. I tell you, the owner would pop up very quickly once a CPO was set on a particular building. Look, we leave it there for the moment. Kieran Rose, City Planner, Tom Gilligan, Director of Services for Housing with Mayo County Council and founder of vacanthomes.ie. Thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.